It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor, neighbor, neighbor. Hi, neighbor. I liked that book so well yesterday, I brought two others today. They're quite different from that one, though. The first one has two pictures in it that I want you to see. And they're pictures of... of a man who, of course, was a boy one time, and this boy grew up to be a man who plays the piano very well and plays for real kings and queens and pretend kings and queens. Know who it is? Well, here's a picture of him when he was 4 years old. And here's a picture of him when he was 12 years old playing the piano. Did you guess that it was Van Cliburgh? Did you? Well, this is a book about his life. It's called The Van Cliburgh Legend. And I got this one at the library. This book was not at the library. But it has some pictures of a man who, of course, was a little boy once, who grew up to be somebody who talked with children on television about important things and wrote songs for them and their grown-ups to sing. You know who that might be? Well... here's a picture of me when I was a little boy with my mother. Here's a picture of me with my father. I was about 1.5 years old there. We were sitting on the grass. Over here's a picture of my dad and me. Does it seem funny to see that picture? Oh, here's another very good one. I'd like you to see this one. This was on my first birthday with my dad. See that? That's when I was 1 year old. Does it seem funny to look at this picture and then look at me and know that I was that little? I was just about that big. Yeah. And I grew up to be this man. Good to look at things about people that you're interested in. The way they were when they were little and the way they are now. You know, some people are grandfathers. Mr. McFeely's a grandfather. Do you know any other grandfathers? We call Mr. McFeely and see if he has any pictures at his place. I don't know Mr. McFeely's number right off. He might just have some there, you know. Hello, Mrs. McFeely? Is Mr. McFeely there? Could I speak with him, please? Thank you. Hi, Mr. McFeely. It's Mr. Rogers. Yes. Do you by any chance have any pictures of times when you were a little boy? Oh. Okay. Said he'd look for some. Well, all right. If you do, just let us know, okay? Fine. Yes, I'm at my television house. All right. Sure, we'll look forward to hearing from you. Thank you, Mr. McFeely. Thank you. Bye. Speedy delivery, he says. Although he did sound a little more relaxed today. Yeah. Why don't we have Trolley come, and we can make some pretending with Trolley. Okay? Hi, Trolley. Okay, now what shall we pretend today? Why don't we just pretend make-believe, okay? Trolley can go into make-believe, and we'll just all think of different things. Let's see what happens, okay? Into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Be in a minute, Trolley.
Hi, Trolley.
Ah, Colette.
Oui.
So today is the day you go back to Paris.
Oui, Colette, à Paris. Aujourd'hui, my people are lonesome for me to return, Lady Evelyn. But I'm afraid Grandpère will be lonely when I go.
Oh, I'm sure he will be lonely, Colette. I'll come and visit him sometimes, though.
Très bien.
You know, I think the real reason that he will be lonely when you leave is because he's been so happy with you here.
Oh, oui. Moi aussi, I've been very heureuse here, oui, avec mon grand-père and all.
Heureuse.
Oui.
Happy.
Très heureuse.
Yes.
Oui. But, you know, my people back home want me to come. And I'll be visiting with them today.
Colette.
Oh.
Oh, grand-père.
Oh, bonjour, Lady Abelin.
Bonjour, grand-père.
Voici le clé. The key to the kingdom.
Oh, yes.
Oh, oui, vous vous rappelez le key to the kingdom.
Oh, Colette.
Oui.
Do you think you'll be able to come again?
Oh, of course. And I will be writing and telling you the news from Paris. And, oh, all sorts of things I will be thinking of you all. And, of course, I will try to come back when I can.
Oh, good.
I certainly hope so. Oui.
Trolley?
Before I go, though, I would like to see the king.
Oh, of
Say
course.
Say goodbye to him.
Of course. Trolley, will you wait a minute?
Hi, Trolley.
Colette, grand-père, why don't you let me make the appointment with Miss Polificate, and I can meet you over at the castle.
Très bien, très bien.
All right.
Alors, au château.
Au château. Hello, Miss Polificate? Yes, today's the day. Well, we had hoped that Colette might say goodbye to Uncle Friday before she went off to Paris. He's with Lady Elaine? Oh, well, do you think she'll be there a while? Oh, she's just on her way. All right, then we'll be right over, Miss Polificate.
Here, it's come along over here, Fairchild. Oh, look who's here. Grandpère, Colette, and Lady Abelin, I presume.
Correct as always, the King Uncle Friday.
Yes, and what is going on with you all today?
Colette is just on her way to the station, Uncle Friday. She has to return to her people now.
Oh, you mean in Paris? Well, that's too bad for us, but it's nice for them.
I'm sorry to hear that, dearie. We've enjoyed you here. You're great, you know that?
Yes, that's a good word from Lady Elaine.
Well, you are very great yourself, Lady Fairchild. I remember so well my visit to your book show. Well, thanks, dear. And I liked the day that you shared your cake with us.
Oh, that was a good day.
So, you're going to Paris.
And when I get home, I still have my key to the kingdom.
And when you come back here, you'll be just as welcome.
Oh, I guess it is time for us to go to the train station.
Have a safe journey, Colette, and write us.
Merci. Merci, I certainly will. Au revoir, everyone.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, tout le monde.
Au revoir.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, dears. Goodbye. Safe trip to you. Boy, I better get on the move myself. Oh, just reminded myself or I'll miss him.
You miss whom, Lady Elaine?
Van Cliburn, the pianist. He's coming over to my museum to play just for me.
Oh, how special, Lady Elaine. You're lucky.
Lucky, yes.
Well, yes, of course, but he played at the castle yesterday just for us.
Oh, you king, you. That's some uncle you got yourself, kiddo. Toot, toot.
Toot, toot, Lady Elaine.
Lady Fairchild, what she mean by that?
Well, I think she wanted to have her own special time with Mr. Clyburn.
You know, I wonder what the two of them would talk about, Van Cliburn and Lady Elaine Fairchild.
You mean you always sit the same way and play the piano?
Well, Lady Elaine, sometimes I might cross my arms like this.
But what about the backs of your fingers or your elbows? Don't you ever use them to play?
You mean like this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I think it would really sound funny if I played that way.
Well, come on inside. I bet you could do a little something different. I'll teach you.
Well, I always like to try new things. By the way, do you have a piano in there?
I have everything in my museum. I even have a Van Cliburn room just for you.
Well, I really would like to see that.
Okay, come along, sweetie. Right inside. Inside the museum. Now, just sit right down the way you usually do.
Like this?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Now, what do we do?
Now, just try playing something the regular way.
Okay.
Turn your fingers over and try it.
You mean like this?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's see. I can't do it. That sounds terrible.
Well, what about your elbows?
Oh, I don't want to hurt this nice piano.
We'll just play a soft elbow piece.
Oh, Lady Elaine, really, I'm better off playing the way I usually do.
I have an idea.
Well, I'm almost afraid to ask what it is.
Wait till I get my boomerang.
Boomerang?
Yes, my boomerang. You wait till I get it and play something usual till I get back.
Okay.
You're going to have the treat of your life.
Well, now, what are you going to do?
I'm going to let you play upside down.
Upside down?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but won't that hurt?
Not in make-believe.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Oh, I hope so.
All right. Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang. Start to play.
Oh.
Start to play.
This is a little upsetting. How do I get right side up again?
Just play the C-sharp major scale in sixth.
The C-sharp major scale in sixth?
That's right. While I say boomerang.
Okay, I'm going to try. Boomerang. Oh, I hope it works.
There, boomerang, boomerang, simmering.
Oh, that's a relief.
Well, you like it the way you've always
yes,
done it, do
I
you?
I believe so, Lady Elaine. You see, you never really know how good something is until you've had it upside down.
Well, play one more something right side up, will you, dear?
Well, what would you like?
That ending of the B-flat minor scherzo of Chopin.
Oh, yes, okay.
Museum kitchen. I'll give you something to eat.
Oh, I'd like that very much. But, Lady Elaine, may I ask you to leave the boomerang here at the piano?
Oh, all right.
Thank
sure.
you very much.
Yes, thank you. And come along, sweetie.
All right.
Is that a treat to hear him play? He didn't like to play upside down. No, he didn't need to. Well, let's get trolley. Charlie, we've just been pretending about Van Cliburn playing for us. You know, he was a little boy once, too. Very little boy, and he grew up to be a big man. Charlie, you took Colette to the train station. Yeah, so it's time for her to go off to Paris. And time for you to go off this way. I wonder if it's time for Mr. McFeely to come our way. Let's look and see. I think that's the phone. I don't see him out there. Let's see who this is. Hello? Oh, Mr. McFeely. Yes, we were just looking for you. To your place. Fine, if you like. Sure. Okay. We'll come very soon. Goodbye. Mr. McFeely wants us to come to his house. Maybe he'll show us the pictures there. Come along to Mr. McFeely's place. Haven't been there for a while. Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day to you.
Well, you certainly look different from when
different.
I usually see you.
A little different. When you usually see me, I have this hat on. It says Speedy Delivery, and I go Speedy Delivery, Speedy Delivery. But today, I'm not wearing the hat. It will sit right here, because today I'm spending some time with my hobby.
What is your hobby, Mr. McFeely?
Well, one of my hobbies is making movies. I like to make movies, and I like to collect them. You see?
Oh, so this is some of your own film here?
Yes, it is. Remember the photograph you wanted, the old-time photograph?
Yeah.
Well, I have an old-time, but it's an old-time movie. It's a moving picture.
Oh, I like
and
to see
this
it.
Is my little viewer, and you see, now I was just looking through it here, and I'll run it backwards so I can
How does it...
start from the beginning. Well, you see, this
oh.
is a little viewer right here, and I'll... Nope, let me see. I have it all set at the beginning to show you that film I have for you. All ready?
Great. Would you like to see it? Would you?
Ooh,
we'd like to see. You took
right.
it a long time ago,
long
did
time
you?
A long time ago. Now, let me check all there. The switch is all set. Now, if you'll just look right in here at the little viewer, I'll turn it. Here we go.
Where's this, Mr. McFeely?
Well, this is the time I went to the big city with my parents, Mr. Rogers, and here we are going down the street in the trolley car. I was taking these movies from a trolley car. There
Trolley's
goes,
like ours, isn't it?
Just like in the neighborhood of make-believe. What kind of sounds do you think you'd hear, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, there's a horse.
Oh, they're horse and buggy, that's right. There weren't any cars then, so you'd hear a clanging of a trolley's. Clang, clang, clang.
Uh-huh.
There goes the carriage of the horse. I enjoy taking movies, and I enjoy riding on trolley cars.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute, you'll see all the people along the sidewalk. There they are.
Why are they walking so fast?
Well, this is an old-time movie, Mr. Rogers, and the camera makes them look like they're walking faster, but they really aren't. Looks like they're saying speedy delivery, and they're all in a hurry. I remember this well. I had a good time that day.
Mr. McFeely, that's a good way to help you remember the old times, isn't it?
A hobby to remember by.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
You take lots of movies, do you?
Yes, I do. You see, I have some more reels over here I've been working on today and just running through them. I enjoy movies. I especially enjoy old-time comedies. And sometime I'll show you one, alrighty, when I have more time.
Well, Mr. McFeely, I hope you will. Matter of fact, we like to see you here relaxed at your own home.
Well, I like my speedy delivery work, but I also like my relaxed time here at home with my hobbies, my movies, and my models. Did I show you my model?
No.
Well, this, you may recognize it from the film, looks something like the trolleys were in the film.
It certainly does. May I touch it?
Certainly can. I think it might be connected there a little.
Look at that.
A little bit more work to do on it.
You mean you've made this yourself?
Well, I made it myself, but it came in a kit. You see, I read the directions, and I just did what the directions said. I glued things together, and there it is. It's almost finished. Now, I have one more thing to put on and connect up the horses here. First of all, I think I'll put the other street light on, all righty? Now, here we go.
Whatever you say. I had no idea you were a model man. Do you make... model cars and other things?
Well,
too?
Model cars, but my favorites are model trolleys and model railroads. Now, let me see here. You see, here's the other lamppost.
Uh-huh.
I'll put a little glue here. And we'll just glue it there. It'll take a few minutes for that to dry, so I won't glue the lamp top on yet, but I'll just give you an idea and place it right up there.
That's the way it'll look.
That's the way it'll look. I'll just have to hold it here till it adheres to the base.
So it'll have one on the left and one on the right.
That's right. And a white horse and a dark horse. You see, they're pulling the trolley. That's before electric trolleys. The ones in the films were electric, but this is drawn by horses.
Well, Mr. McFeely, I'm really glad you asked us to come over today. We would have never known about two new things about you.
Well, I'm certainly glad you came over, and I certainly hope you'll make a day of it, and we'll see some more movies already.
Oh, we will.
I like my movies.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers, and a good day to you.
Thank
good day.
You.
Back
Bye-bye.
To my model. Good day. Bye-bye.
Wasn't it good to be with Mr. McFeely at his house when he wasn't making a speedy delivery? Yeah. And those old trolleys that he showed us on that film. You know, a child told me one time that you could make a trolley out of a box. I think I have one out here. Yep. There's one. That would be a good idea, wouldn't it? And you could take a crayon and put some windows on the side and make the trolley go along. Sure, you don't need any fancy kits to make things for yourself. Good idea, called a box trolley. There, fish. Children do have great ideas. I like to know about them. Who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer? Play much harder than grown-ups ever dare. You're a child, so you can do it. children do it anywhere. Who can wake up every morning and be ready right away? Who can notice all the tiny things that other people say? Who can make the things they play with something different for every single day? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it anyway. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, lick an ice cream cone, sing to a bass, splash in a flood, by a stepping stone, all alone. Who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it all life long. I bet when Mr. McFeely was a little boy, he liked to be quick, run fast, you know. Not all little boys are that way. No, everybody's different. But no matter how much he liked to run and be quick, it still took him a long time to grow. Just like everybody. Mm-hmm. And he learned how to understand people and be the kind of a person that he is. Yeah, special. That's the way I feel about you. And tomorrow you and I will be together again to do more things. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. That's when I'll be back. Be visiting with you then. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.